Good morning and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church. Today we are gathered together to say goodbye to our dear sister in Christ, Lorna Grody, dear beloved wife and mother and grandmother and great-grandmother and a friend to so many in this community for the last 94 years. What a blessing. We gather together as God's children knowing that we don't have to mourn today like those who have no hope. But we have hope. We know Easter is coming. Just a couple weeks from now, Easter is coming. And the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come is what we hope in. And so Lorna, because she belonged to Christ, is alive today in heaven. And we are so excited for the day when we are reunited with her. When we have burdens, we take them to the Lord in prayer. And that is going to be the theme of our service today, because prayer was a really important thing to Lorna. Everything that you'll need for the service is printed for you in the pink bulletin. Hopefully you were able to take one of those as you came in. And the only exception to that would be the words to the hymns. Those are all going to be found in the burgundy-colored hymnal in front of you. And we are going to begin with our opening hymn today, which is number 801, How Great Thou Art. You may be seated.
Thank you.
invite you to please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Lorna was covered with the clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." We continue our service now as we recite the 23rd Psalm, and we will speak these words together. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Lorna and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's word.
Today's Old Testament reading comes from the book of Psalms, chapter 16, beginning with the first verse. "Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. I say of the holy people who are in the land, they are the noble ones in whom is all my delight. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out libations of blood to such gods or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. This is the word of the Lord."
Thanks be to God. you as for loving favor, as a shield today. Oh, how praying rests the weary, prayer will change the night to day. So when life seems dark and dreary, don't forget to pray. When you met with great temptation, did you think to pray? By his dying love and merit, did you claim the Holy Spirit as your guide and stay? Oh, how praying rests the weary, prayer will change the night to day. So when life seems dark and dreary, don't forget to pray. When your heart was filled with anger, did you think to pray? Did you plead for grace, my brother, that you might forgive another who had crossed your way? Oh, how praying rests the weary, prayer will change the night to day. So when life seems dark and dreary, don't forget to pray. When sore trials came upon you, did you think to pray? When your soul was bowed in sorrow, balm of Gilead did you borrow at the gates of day? Oh, how praying rests the weary, prayer will change the night to day. So when life seems dark and dreary, don't forget to pray.
Today's epistle reading comes from 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning with the 8th verse. Finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. You must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reasons for the hope you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. This is the word of the Lord.
Please stand. If we have died with Christ, we shall also live with him. If we are faithful to the end, we shall reign with him. Our holy gospel reading today comes from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 11, beginning with verse 1. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation." Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked. My children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Having heard the word of God, we now join together in speaking the words of our faith, the same words of faith that Lorna shared with us many, many times. We will confess this morning the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. Our next hymn will be number 770, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Thank you.
the family and friends of Lorna Grody, and to those of us who are gathered here today to celebrate her long life of faith, as well as to mourn its earthly end, especially to you, Gerald and Keith and Lori, and all the grandkids and great-grandkids and all of the family. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The other day when we sat down to make arrangements for the funeral service today, little did I realize that I was going to be walking out of that meeting carrying such a treasure in my hands. And the treasure that I'm talking about is the Lutheran Book of Prayer that maybe some of you saw if you were here for the visitation either last night or this morning. Lorna was holding it in her hands. The Lutheran Book of Prayer that she used for her personal devotions, something that clearly has been used quite a bit. I don't know exactly how old that particular book is. I know that that edition of the Lutheran Book of Prayer came out in 1941, which just so happens to be the same year that Lorna was confirmed. So there's a chance that she's had it since then. It wouldn't surprise me if that book is 80 years old. I call it a treasure, even though I'm sure it's not technically worth a lot of money. When you look at it, the whole thing looks pretty beat up. The cover is completely faded away, the binding clearly fell apart years ago, and Lorna, being Lorna, didn't want to just replace it, but she ended up taping it again and again and again. Even now, it's being held together with a strip of red tape that, honestly, needs to be taped up again. The whole thing has been used a lot. The pages are yellowed. And so even though it might not be something that would be worth a lot of money to somebody else, clearly that prayer book was a valuable possession for Lorna. And not just because of the book itself, but because of what is contained in the book, and because of what that book represents. Literally thousands of conversations with the very God who created her and redeemed her. Conversations that were carried out over decades. And not just the pre-written prayers that were printed in the book either, but throughout that entire book, there are tons of handwritten notes in Lorna's signature cursive handwriting, notes to herself about different Bible passages that she wanted to be reading as she was praying for certain types of things. Prayers, entire prayers that she wrote about things that she cared about. In fact, all three of the scripture passages that we had chosen for today's funeral service came from things that Lorna had personally highlighted in that book. So if you thought that the passages that we heard today were meaningful, it's because Lorna thought that those passages were meaningful. And in addition to those notes and those prayers, there were also these other prayers that she found. She clipped them out of who knows where, and she taped them into her book. She's very, very organized. She had them clipped exactly in the right size and in the right shape, and she had them strategically placed in all these different places all throughout the book. And every one of those little personal touches in that gold mine of a prayer book teaches you something new about what was important to Lorna. And the kinds of things that were really, really close to her heart. The things that she would pray for, the people that she would pray for, the things that she would be considering and thinking about and talking to God about in those quiet moments, things that maybe at times she did worry about, but ultimately things that she gave thanks to God for in her life. It wouldn't be right for me to go into a lot of detail about what is written personally in that book. The prayers between her and God are just that, they are personal, but I will say that the overwhelming majority of her notes fell into one of two categories. It was either asking God to help her, to help strengthen her faith, or it was asking God to bless her family. Prayer and family. Those were probably the biggest two things that she cared about. And all of the most recent notes had a lot to do with the grandkids. I think I read the word grandchildren about 10 times at least in that book. I think she thought some of you needed a little bit of extra prayer. I'm not going to name names, but I think you know who you are. No matter what might have been on her mind or on her heart in those moments, she really took it seriously, what we just sang in the hymn, that when she had burdens of any kind, that because she had a friend in Jesus, she would take it to the Lord in prayer. What a blessing it is for us to gather together today in this very sanctuary that Lorna called home for 94 years, and to say, even through our tears today, that without a doubt, God has answered the many, many prayers that Lorna prayed, including even the one prayer that was on her tongue more than anything else in these last couple of weeks, which sounded something like this: Lord, I'm ready to go home. What are you waiting for? God answered that prayer too. You know, over the last 5 years of getting to know Lorna, and I would say especially in this last year, where, you know, she was struggling with some health issues, and it seemed like she would do well for a little while and then kind of have a setback, and it was just like bouncing back and forth and back and forth. One of the things that really struck me as I would visit with her is just how confident she was that the Lord was always listening to her when she would pray. I know that that shouldn't surprise me, you know, as her pastor, but it's just, we know that even though God listens to all prayers that are offered to him in faith, there's just something different about Lorna's approach. Like, when she would take it to the Lord in prayer, she would take it to the Lord in prayer. She would. She was so confident, no matter what the situation was. And if she had her mind made up and she had her heart set on a particular outcome, she wanted to make sure that God knew it. And you better believe that God knew it. So I just think of some recent examples, you know, like even just back in December when Ben and Michaela were getting married out in St. Genevieve, and she was not feeling very good just in the few days leading up to that trip. And so she took it to the Lord in prayer. And she was able to not just make that trip, which was a miracle in and of itself, but she thrived on that trip. She was able to walk down the aisle. She was able to stay out at the reception. I think Katie said she was probably out until like midnight that night. Even just in the last week, she made it clear she wanted to do everything she could to avoid going into the nursing home. So she took it to the Lord in prayer. And so the Lord answered her prayer. Instead of taking her to the nursing home, he took her to her heavenly home. Thanks be to God. She wasn't afraid to speak her mind to God. And she didn't mince words with him. And I don't mean that in any sort of rude way whatsoever. She just had this special confidence that can only come by faith in Jesus Christ, whose death on the cross is what makes it possible for any of us at any time to take things to the Lord in prayer. He's the one who actually opens up the possibility for us to stand before God and ask him to bless us. And she knew that, so she wasn't shy about that. Even though there were times that she would pray for things and she didn't quite get the answers that she was hoping for, she knew that the Lord was listening. The Old Testament reading that we had today was Psalm 16. And that was featured in the prayer book in the section that's marked Psalms. And there's a lot of Psalms there, not all of them. There's a bunch of them there. Psalm 16 was not there. So she wanted to make sure that she included that one. And she wrote, next to Psalm 16, she wrote, "I need to pray this for guidance." And I was really intrigued by that. I was looking at this psalm, and especially right around verses 7 and 8, it says, "I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken." You don't have to look any further than that to find a reason why we all can be confident when we pray to the Lord. A verse like that one helps us to see that even when we don't necessarily get what we ask for when we pray, those who belong to Christ will never be shaken. It's a really important thing for us to understand on a day like today, when maybe we do feel shaken by the loss and the hole that Lorna's passing has created in our lives. If we are in Christ, we will not be shaken. Take it to the Lord in prayer. That's what Lorna would do. But at the same time, Lorna would be the first one to tell you in her trademark honesty that this day is not really about her. This day and every day is all about Jesus Christ. The reason why we are able to have any hope on a day like today is not because Lorna died for you, but it's because Jesus Christ died and rose again and destroyed the power of death forever and ever. The reason why we can sing that we have a friend in Jesus and that no matter what burdens we're carrying, we can take them to the Lord in prayer is because Jesus himself is the one who has opened up those lines of communication between us and God by carrying the much heavier burden of all of our sin upon his back all the way to the cross. It was Jesus who washed you clean in holy baptism. It was Jesus who gave his body and blood for you. It's Jesus who promises you in his word that you will live forever and that you will be reunited with Lorna someday and all of the other loved ones we have who have died in the faith. No matter what happens today or tomorrow or years down the road, the day that Jesus returns to this earth is going to be the day that all of our prayers are finally answered for good, including the thousands of prayers that Lorna prayed while she was with us. And so until that day comes, we simply do what Lorna did. We take it to the Lord in prayer. Even if our lives sometimes feel like they are kind of like that prayer book, you know, kind of beat up and just like we feel like we're being held together with tape and we're just hanging on by a thread sometimes. When we need support, like on a day like today, when we have to go through tough times, we go back again and again and again to the one who has always promised to hear us until the pages of the prayers in our life are all yellowed and worn out too. And so, with all of that in mind, I want to invite you to pray along with me another prayer that is a special one that came out of Lorna's book. It's a prayer that was specifically marked for those who are mourning loved ones. And I'm sure that over the course of 80 years, since she had that book in her possession, I'm sure she prayed this a time or two. So I invite you to pray with me. Let us pray. O Lord, our hearts are heavy with sorrow. Thou art trying us in the refiner's fires, yet we believe that thou dost love us with an everlasting love. Thou alone canst pour healing into our sorrowing and wounded hearts. Amid our tears, we thank thee that thou hast brought our loved one Lorna to the knowledge of Jesus Christ and her Savior. We thank thee that she has departed in peace, reconciled to thee through Christ's precious blood. Through her departure, teach us to know and realize that here we have no abiding city, that the foundation for our eternal home has been laid in heaven. Keep us faithful to thy saving word, that when life's journey ends, we too may depart in peace, washed clean in the blood of our precious Savior, to enter into glory, there to live with our loved ones in the Savior's presence eternally. O Lord, abide with us for Jesus' sake. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We'll continue our service now by singing another hymn. We will now turn to hymn number 761 and sing Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me. Thank you. I invite you to stand as we now take it to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy, give to the family of Lorna Grody and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, receive our thanks for Lorna and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy, O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace in the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Our closing hymn today is number 722, Lord, Take My Hand and Lead Me.